welcome everybody to Happy Hour Party. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let your hair hang down or off, whatever. But anyway, it's the end of the week. Time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, enjoy. Two things that will not be tolerated is race and religion. No discussion, period. All right, peeps, let's do the damn thing. My website is theessenceofsuccess.net. You can also find me on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. for live shows on psychic reading. Thank you for your support and joining the show, and let's have a good time tonight. I got some good questions for us. So anyway, welcome in my co-host, Sheha Spirit. I won't say your name. How you doing, Sheha?
Hi, I'm fine.
Oh, I almost called your name. I was like, no.
Okay.
Catch yourself.
Yeah, that's okay.
But anyway, well, nobody's in but me and you right now, so we can talk. I ain't going to bring the question up till we get some more people in. So anyway, how are you doing today?
I'm good today. I'm good. I was just trying to find me something to wear to the services tomorrow for my cousin. So I think I got warm to put on, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Ooh, are y'all expecting rain or snow or?
No, it's going to be sunshine, but it's going to be about 55 degrees. So I was just trying to see what I can be warm in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, bring your coat with you.
Yep, yeah, you know. I am. Yes, I am. Sure is. Mm-hmm. Because you know country people, they like stand around and talk. And it may be on the outside, so yes, I got to be warned.
Oh, I tell you. Okay. 414, you're in. Who's this?
This is Christina Haisley. Christina.
Hi, Christina. How you
good
doing,
to
young
hear
lady?
You.
Oh, always.
I have to
good
tell
to
you,
you,
too. Yesterday you told me about having an issue with my arm, and guess what? Today I fell on the ice and right onto my elbow.
Oh no.
I'm okay, but you know, I was thinking about it, trying to be careful, and it happened anyways.
Oh. So you got ice and snow, Christina. Where do you reside at?
We're in Wisconsin, and it's
like
the Milwaukee area. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I think we got 8 inches yesterday. A big storm.
Oh my goodness!
Oh
yeah, we
my
got
Lord.
A lot. But then
tomorrow
and the day after, it's going to be in the 40s. I'm hoping it all melts away.
Oh, for sure. I hope so, too. My goodness, 8 inches. Y'all got a lot of snow. Well, if you don't have to go out, please don't. Please be careful. I'm sorry that you fell and hurt yourself. So, yeah, be careful.
I have family in the Milwaukee area.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that Wilhelmina?
No,
that's Sheha.
Oh, Sheha, you have Milwaukee people?
Yeah, I have some family in Milwaukee.
And Sheha, aren't you the one that's in the Appleton area?
No,
am I getting people mixed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, Milwaukee got hit,
She's in Tennessee.
Right.
She's in Tennessee.
I think it's Christy is in Appleton, right?
Yes, I think Christy's up there. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who else? I want to say Cecilia. I think there's three of you up there in that area are close by each other. You're not
really?
Too far from one another. Yeah. You, Christy, and there's one more. I want to say Cecilia, but it's not Cecilia. It's I can't think right now. But it's one other person. Yeah, it's three of you in that area. So maybe one day you guys could do a greet and meet up.
Well, you know, I thought about that because we have some good shows in Milwaukee. I mean, like mineral and fossil shows. I love going to those, and they have them up in the Appleton area, Madison area. And those are kind of fun things to do that I think all three of us would be interested in.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I like gym shows, too, because I buy them, you know, little stones here and there.
I love gym shows, and I love tarot cards and stuff. I just love all of that type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was looking at one of your old shows on YouTube, and you mentioned Chinese tarot. Can I ask what Chinese tarot is?
It's Gong Hi Fa Choi, and I do that. But I do that in person. I'm the only black person that I know that does it, other than, you know, Asians, but... I haven't met anybody else, black or white, that does that other than the Asians, and I do. I just got into it by a fluke because somebody turned me on to it, that as a card reading, and I was like, really? I can't speak Asian. I don't understand their characters and stuff, but I found the English version of that. So, yeah, but I do that in person. It's pretty interesting because it gives you a 10-day when you do the Chinese reading, it gives you 10 days out or 10 days that you have experienced already. So it either validates what's already happened in your life or either is telling you something to come up. So in the Chinese reading, if three things come up the same, it's for sure going to happen.
Oh.
It's for sure going to happen. So, yeah, that's what's nice about the reading, because when I do it, I'm using what the 52 deck of regular cards. So when I do it and as I go along, things keep coming up and it's the same thing. You know, it's like, okay, it's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain Wednesday or something. Then I'll tell the person, this is going to come to pass because it's come up several times. Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said, it also validates, which is good. Sometimes some things it says, the person will tell me I'm doing the reading. I say, oh, that already happened. I said, well, it's validation of that particular incident in your life. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Huh. Thank you for explaining
it's nice.
That. I had
like
never
it.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, I never heard of it before.
Gong Hi Fa Choi. I think, is that it? Gong Hi, I don't know. I hope I'm saying it right. I'm going to sound like a food.
But none of us would know the difference, so say it whichever way you want.
That's right, because I cannot correct you at all.
I'm getting the book now so I can see. Yeah, it is, Gong Hi Fa Choi. Okay,
how do you spell
as I grab the book.
How do you spell that?
Let me go back.
Okay.
It's GongHeetChoy.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And you have to use a regular deck of cards to do it because, like I said, I do it in English. Now, of course, if you went to an Asian person, they would have it in the cards in their language and characters. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that used to be pretty popular reading other than just doing the regular tarot deck.
Well, when you say use regular cards, you say regular playing cards?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. The regular jokers, well, you don't have the jokers in there, but, you know, yeah, the playing deck. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm. 1 through 10 and Jack, Queen, King.
But my soul cards are my favorite. I just blend with those. There's no names or anything on it. It's just pictures, so it's how the picture interprets to you as you're doing the reading. So, but I don't know why, just years and years ago when I bought those soul cards, it's just something that resonated with me. And I could just read real quick and, you know, So, but I've got other decks. And then Sheha turned me on to Etsy, E-T-S-Y, for tarot decks. And I didn't know that because I had been looking on Amazon. And wow, what a selection over there. My God.
Yes.
Yeah. Sheha, do you read the tarot as well?
No, but I'm a collector of tarot cards, but I don't read, no. Mm-mm. If I do, it's
only sounds like me.
I love the cards, and I'm a collector because, you know, I just go out. If I see a deck that I really like, I go ahead and purchase it, but no, I don't read.
Yeah,
I really like the dragon deck in the tarot cards.
Really? Okay.
And it's just all dragons, but they're all different.
I've never seen that one. Now, do you read, Christina?
No.
Do you do cards?
But I do try, but I don't read. You know, I've read all the books. I've done all the, you know, the protocols, but I'm still not good at it. But I do love the cards.
Oh, there's some beautiful cards out there. Yeah, go ahead, Sheha.
There sure is.
I was just going to tell Christina, she probably kind of like me, you don't trust yourself. You know, you get messages, but you don't trust them. And that's kind of my negative side. You know, I got to make sure that I want to be sure that I know that I know what I know. And that kind of hinders me a little bit. But when I do write things down and it validates itself, and then it gives me confidence. But Linda's has encouraged me to go ahead and practice more and start reading. I guess I could, but I just don't. I haven't done that.
Yeah, you have to practice, that's for sure. That's almost kind of like a must, because the more you practice, the more you become familiar with the cards, and then you tune into the person that you're reading on, of course.
That's true, I can do more energies real quick, and I can pretty much read an energy, but I got to practice more with the cards.
And that's good. You know, that's really good, too. Yeah. Well, I've always been psychic, but I got into the cards, and I actually was being pretty proficient in those cards because I wasn't really using my psychic abilities. And a lady told me, she said, you know, you have the power. She said, you've got a strong psychic ability. You need to use it. And I was like, okay, but I like the cards. I like the cards, but it's true. And I realized how deep my psychic ability was when I had an alien sit in front of me for a reading. And I let her know that she wasn't from this earth, and she got up and left. And I mean, not just left the room, she left the building. I couldn't find her because I got curious and tried to see which way she went. That woman just vanished.
Did she look human?
Yes.
She looked.
But I knew she wasn't from this earth. When I started to read, before I even put the cards on the table, I told her, I said, oh, you're not from here. And she goes, no, I'm not. I said, no, you're not from the planet earth. And she looked at me. So I said, you're not from the planet earth. Next thing I knew, that woman got up from the table and left. So I guess she didn't want to be exposed. But sometimes I can see people, and I can see them that they're not human. You know, there's something else. So that's when I said, oh, I really do have a strong ability to distinguish between human beings and aliens, or who they, you know, whatever they are. So
do you think we have a lot of them?
Yes.
Oh, there's so many aliens down here, Christina. My God.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Lynn.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you're probably around them every day and don't even know it.
That would be my guess. I wouldn't know it if I see them.
Well,
are there any hints?
All you have to do is something there sometimes that's going to give them away. You know, isn't it, Lynn? Don't let me talk. Lynn, go ahead and explain to her. But it's something there sometimes that's just going to give it away. You know, they can't always hide themselves.
Because sometimes even the eyes, I've seen them with the their eyes are slits. They're not round like ours. I even worked with one. She was a nurse, and she was from another planet, and she had slits for eyes, and she just said, oh, I was born with cat eyes, and it's kind of like a deformity type of thing. And I thought, you ain't from here, girl. you weren't born on this planet.
And then I was leaving home one day, Christine. I was coming from, I was just leaving out of the drive, and it was an ape. He was an actual ape that had stepped out of the matrix. He had clothes on and shoes on, and he was walking down the sidewalk. And it's about two or three, I told Linus about this, it's about two or three cars that was in front of me because I was going to trail him, you know. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but I saw him walking down the sidewalk, and I was going to see where he was going, but he went back in the matrix just like that.
Yikes.
I saw
there's all kind of beings around us. Yeah.
There is between them.
And there's angels, too. So it's not just the aliens. There's angels around here, too. I mean, not around here, but there's angels all over the place, too. Yeah.
Thank you. People use that term kind of loosely, but it's not a loose term you should use because it's actually is earth angels. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, miracles. When people have miracles, that's because some angel has stepped in to help you. But you don't know, have you ever met somebody, Christina, and it's like, oh, hi, how are you doing, Christina, you know, and maybe they're talking to you for a minute, and you feel enlightened, because anybody can be an angel, I'll tell you that much, but you feel enlightened for a minute, they're inspired, and then they're gone, and you know, you like, oh, geez, you know, I would like to have spoken with them a little bit longer, or found out their name or phone number, they're gone. Because they were only there for that minute to assist you for that time that you needed them.
And tell you something that you needed to hear at that time. You needed to hear that. So go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. 408, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello? 408, is this Deborah R.? Hello, 408. No, I don't know who it is. They're not saying anything, but anyway, they're on the line with us. So go ahead, ladies.
If
I get one more person, I'll start the question.
Oh, okay. And I just want to say this, too. The name, I was initiated in a dream that gave me the Shi'ar spirit. It was two Indian ladies and a gentleman. And they washed my hair and did all the rituals, and they invoked me with the Shi'ar spirit. And this man was telling them, well, I think you are wasting our time because she ain't going to do nothing with that. And they did not pay him no attention. And they went ahead and invoked me with the Shi'ar spirit. And they did the ritual and the song, and they washed my hair. They cleansed my body. And I was telling Linus about that. And then they started singing the song, and it had the words Shi'ar spirit. So that's where I got Shi'ar spirit from.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
I call Sheha sometimes to interpret dreams for me because I'm not always objective with myself. And I'd have some weird dream or something. I call like, what do you feel? What do you
say?
I feel a little odd.
Yeah. Someone was trying to induce themselves. Go ahead, y'all.
Okay, 408, did you want to come forward now, or?
Yes, this is Deborah. Hello,
everyone. Oh, that was you. I thought so. Hi,
Deborah.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing
welcome
okay.
to the show. You sound kind of down. What's wrong? Not a good day today?
I'm just glad to. I had some bad, some good. Good news, some bad news. Not so good.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I'm kind of late coming in, but I'm fine.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's fine. Whenever you get here, you get here, you know. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Well, it is four of us here, and I was waiting to at least have five or six in, but I imagine other people will come in. If they don't, I'm sure we're going to talk about them on Tuesday. But anyway,
who's all
I'll talk about them on Tuesday. Like, come on, y'all. But anyway, well, I've got three questions, and one of the questions, I'll start with the last one only because it's, and I'm just curious. Would you date a different race than your own?
Yeah, I would.
I've never dated. Well, I have gone on a date. I have gone on a date with a different race, a white man, but I prefer black.
So, there's nothing wrong with that.
I've been taken out on a date. You know, I've dated, you know, but not on a constant basis. It's just like I was taken on a date, and then we talked for a while. Nothing else came. Just my preference to black men. I've always preferred to have. I've dated only with men of my race, black.
Okay, maybe nothing wrong with that. You know, that's your prerogative to do that.
I'm not
that.
Saying
that's
I won't ever. I can't say that I won't ever do. Being in another race, but I don't, you know, at this point in my life, I have never been with anyone, you know, been in a relationship or with anyone but black men.
Well, girl, I'm a UGN. Anyway, go ahead, Christina.
I'll let Christina go ahead. Go ahead, Christina.
Okay. Well, I am married. So I wouldn't date anybody right now. But before married, like I dated several different races. I just was interested in everybody. So if the time came again, I'm 70 years old. I don't know if I'll ever date again. But before we
No,
married,
don't say
I'm
that.
No, yeah.
Don't say that.
I'm 68. Christina, and I'm still looking to have somebody. I'm gonna look at that. I'm never gonna be too old to have somebody at some time.
That's right. And you gotta realize ever since
where my thought is.
Christina,
well, I saw that older couple in the jewelry store. You're never too old to fall in love and get married or have a relationship. Right? Because love has no color and it has no age.
Mm-hmm. True. But, I mean, I've had Indian men approach me. I've had Mexican men approach me. So I never know what I might decide. It depends on if it's the right time when I run into someone, you know, how I feel about them.
Yeah. What about you, Sheha? Christina's married, so what about you?
I would, but I would have to have some long conversations first, you know. I don't go off looks or anything like that because the energy of a person is too strong to me, and I would really have to get a feel of that energy first before I could date them. They've got to have good energy and vibes, you know. I could not go off just meeting a person by a visual concept. No, I couldn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, hot skippity jump. I'll date anybody. I guess I'm a curious person. I'm like Christina now. I'm curious about not so much different men, but I'm always curious about different cultures. That fascinates
exactly.
me, you know, how
That's
other
yeah.
people live. So I dated an East Indian for 4 years, and Deborah, he spoiled me rotten. So, you know, what's to say? Yeah, I'm not going to say a black man may not would have done it, but I was just a curious person. So I date white. Only culture I have not dated is Asian and Filipino.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I've had different ones approach me and, you know, talk to me, but I just never went any further as far as getting together.
To me, the race just doesn't matter. It to me, it goes back to the type of person you are for me to be interested.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The skin color is not the skin color, the hair texture, the language that you speak is not, you know, it's not the determining factor for me.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm looking for the human side of a person myself. I got to see if you're human or not.
Instead of alien?
Y'all excuse this language. No, I have to know if you're a damn fool or not, okay? If you got good plans.
Mm-hmm.
Can you count 1 to 10?
That's number one.
It ain't no damn fool, okay? Don't come at me with that. Skin color and all that, you know, but I'm saying I have got to get the vibe first, you know, because I ain't messing around with the crazy, okay? The skin color ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. That's in any race, because different race outside of my, everybody, there's in every race there's some crazy.
Some crazy, man. And I got to see if you got good human sense. You know, your mama taught you something. You know how to treat women. You know how to be a human.
Right.
And I got to see that first, you know. You can be any color. You can be any color, but you have got to have this.
Right.
So, Lennis, is it safe to date the aliens?
Yes.
Safe to date the aliens? it depends on who the alien
is.
Venetian people are very, very nice. From Venus, the planet Venus, they're very nice people, very warm, very loving. And in fact, a few men down here have married some Venus women. So, you know, like that are in the military, super soldiers or whatever you want to call them. They've married those women and have brought them back here to Earth.
Oh.
I know one guy that's had a child by a Venus woman, and the child is a hybrid. You would call it a hybrid child. I date an alien, long as he don't look like he's too crazy. it looks more human. I mean, well, of course they're going to look human, but you know what I mean? When I see that other side with the
human,
they don't look too crazy.
They do look human.
But eight arms is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eight arms is okay?
No.
Eight arms?
No, because
they have to. They can do a whole lot of work.
Girl, quit it.
I'm taking it a different way.
Eight arms, a woman would never leave him, huh? This is my man for life.
I need the eight arm right now.
You must be washing dishes. Washing dishes?
No, I'm not washing dishes. Making me feel good.
Shoot, eight arms, he can cover everything. And work pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Lord, you know how to use them.
You ain't kidding me. I mean, like, we might have to put a couple of these in handcuffs.
I heard that. Oh, my goodness. I needed that laugh.
Okay. Well, the next question I have.
Here.
Go ahead. Well, the next question I have is, would you go back to an ex for sex?
Oh, hell no.
Well, I have, so I can't say I would.
I have too, Christina. The shit was good. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Only if it's good. That's the only way. But I have, so I can't say I have it because I have.
Let me take that back. You know, if it was an ex, just an ex boyfriend or something, you know, I might, but. I only had one ex-husband, and that's why I said hell no, but you all will think something wrong with me in a minute, but it depends, Lynn, on who that is. Okay.
Well, I dated a guy, and I kept kicking him to the curb, but I'd let him come back just for the booty call, and then I kick him to the curb again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on the
same. Yeah, well, sounds perfect.
I've done it, but once I'm done with you, I don't let them come back, no matter how good it is. But, I mean.
Now, what if that person has changed, y'all?
No, it depends on the circumstance why we
he
are
had to be
first. Yeah, it depends on the circumstance. Just don't use that first introduction of yourself.
I've had an ex that I've had come back more than one time, but then I've had ex that I let come back and then one time and then let it come back again. He wanted to. He had the opportunity. Basically, that's my daughter's father. But I never, I did it once. I didn't do it again. I was done with it. That's because I had already gotten somebody else. I need to.
There's a change for you.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, why I ask if he or she has changed, because sometimes, you know, people go out your life or we go our separate ways and like, nah, that ain't me and I ain't you, you know. And maybe 10, 15 years, maybe even 20 years down the line, this person you happen to meet up again. Now, you knew who they were in the past, but maybe now that person has changed and he's no longer acting silly. I'll just put it like that. That he's acting more mature and has sense and cares and, you know, shows you respect and honor. Would you take that individual back?
Well, right now I don't want to win. But I have.
I don't know. It depends on what I saw the first time, though. I mean, I know people can change, but it depends on the presentation. It depends on the first presentation you've given me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, because.
Well, they always say give a person an element of the doubt. So I believe people can change. I do. Some people never change. Now, we all know that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And some people stay an asshole all their life. But some people will change and come out of that BS and, you know, be the human being, as she always say, be a human being, being the person that they know they can be. You know, there's potential there. So would you take them back and give it another chance to see, have the person really change, or is this just another come on? You know.
Well, that for me would be, oh, God, that's a hard one, Lynn. Because I got an ex, and I swear he could not use his last phone call calling me, okay? It would be a waste of time. So
that means your heart is shut down, closed on him. That's what that basically means, you know.
Say what now? Say it again.
I said that means your heart is totally closed on him. You there's no coming back for him. I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I have an ex that is.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to talk, or I could see him because he's my daughter's father. But as far as ever coming back, let him get like close, sexual wise or intimate or anything like that, no. I just couldn't do it. Once I finished, I couldn't do it.
No, like I say, if he used his phone call calling me for a kind word to save his life, he's wasting a phone call. Don't call me. Okay, that's all I can say. But, you know, I believe that people can change. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, see, I don't have any exes that I would not speak to. You know. But as far as dating a relationship, you know.
I speak to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you said that don't use his last phone call.
But don't use his last phone
call. I mean, they can call me.
No, don't call me.
Yo, yeah.
Because I would struggle to find something good, I could struggle to find something good. So don't waste his last phone call calling me for some kind words, because it'll be a waste phone call.
So do you have any love for him in your heart?
None.
Okay.
Well, none. I guess that's your answer there,
right.
Deborah.
Yeah. All right. I understand.
None. Because, if he won the lottery, just deposit it in my account or something, and I appreciate it.
You take that.
Okay.
I heard that.
I take that. Just deposit the money in my account, and I appreciate it. Don't call me now. Just deposit the money.
I heard that. Okay, well, my next question is why do people need attention that are all on these social platforms, which is mostly, I think, young people, but I see some folks on there in their 40s, though. What do you think they need? What do they need?
Maybe they're lonely. I don't know. I often wonder. I have a social Facebook account, but I hardly even go on Facebook anymore. Actually, I haven't been on it for probably the last 2 years, really posting or anything. But I don't know. I think they go on for different reasons, you know? Because I see where people have posted in the past. They post about their relationships, if they're happy, I guess. Some go on there and fight amongst each other. You know, and then some people just put. Go ahead.
I think that social media give people a chance to do an altered ego. You know,
right,
with
that
social
must be.
Media, yeah, with social media, you can pretty much develop an alter ego. And when they go out there, you know, social media, well, they need to stop the fake accounts for one thing, because the fake accounts are the people with that alter ego. If the account is
mm-hmm.
real, then it's still something there that is not real. I'm just going to be honest. I think it's something there that's still not real. People can fantasize on these social media platforms, and that's where
mm-hmm.
all people come in at.
Right, because you can't really see the person unless you actually know them, that person.
That's
personally, or and you've been in that person's life, because it could be somebody you knew and had a friendship or with or whatever, but you're not seeing them, and even family, where you know, you don't see them, but you're just talking to them through the social media.
I realize
you
it's
don't
a
know
connector.
What people doing.
It is a connector for a lot of people, that family and friends that you want to look up. Especially
right,
Facebook
right.
more than Instagram and that TikTok, man.
I mean,
but
yeah,
that's good. And that's a good part, but
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff that
mm-hmm.
people put on social media, they share certain things that I don't know.
That they shouldn't
share.
I know.
Listen,
Deborah, there'd be people on there showing they breasts and they booty or twerking or whatever like that. And I'm thinking, now, I hope you don't have no kids, because 20 years from now, your kids, because the Internet, once it's on the Internet, it's there. It's not going to get taken off.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids happen to look up, oh, let me see what my mama was doing back in the 2000 or something. And they're like, what? Was my mama being a hoe? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because they don't realize what they're putting on there.
But you again, guys, that's
mm-hmm.
an outlet. That's an altered ego, because in personal life, no, those kids wouldn't see their mama twerking. But, you know, they got some
right.
platform there. It's an altered ego, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation
now is, I don't know, it's all about sex, you know? It's just they showing themselves the way, even the way they dress. You know,
yes.
I watch these
yes.
award shows and I'm like, they don't have no clothes on. What, you know, there's nothing to almost imagining.
Leave nothing to the imagination.
Yeah, they leave nothing to the imagination, because they just a peek away from seeing they private. You know.
Yeah.
Well, all them dresses yeah. split up, or are in half of them ain't wearing no panties. So,
yeah.
I mean, a man don't have much to go to get to it.
Yeah. He gonna have to work on it, really. No.
Well, my problem is I don't like seeing the married couples on there talking about their relationships and stuff, because I feel like you don't know who's watching you. And might turn around and try and snatch your man or snatch your wife, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting all this stuff on there. And I see a lot of couples now. There's more, there's single people, but I'm seeing more and more couples going in there. I'm like, why do you
fighting.
Gotta share your marriage on the Internet, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you want to look up something that is inspirational
mm-hmm.
or counseling or something
mm-hmm.
like that, okay, but just like, oh, we just bought a house today, and it's $450,000. Okay, you asking to be robbed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, some things you don't say. Or me and my husband exercise, and the exercise look like you having sex. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the social media. Well, the celebrities, a lot of the celebrities are doing this stuff, too. They're showing all this stuff about themselves. Behind closed doors, where they live, what they have. Well, that's why they get arrested, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I never understood why people want to go online and argue, you know, they in a relationship, married or just singles in a relationship. They break it up and they cursing each other out on social media.
Yeah, that's they great. Did. It ain't even got me and Shava to go by and drive by.
Mm-hmm. And so everybody's listening and seeing what's going on in their relationship. Is are you inviting all these people in when you put it on social media?
Well, yeah, you become vulnerable to all these different comments. Because, you know, people get mad, they start bullying each other and cursing each other. Well, you put it out there. If you put it out there, what did you expect to happen?
Exactly.
You know, I don't like seeing couples on there because it's like, you know, you look like you probably got a good relationship and, you know, you're being blessed or whatever, but you're putting too much on there. People don't need to know all that, you know?
And all that is not true.
Unless you're inspiring. Now, if you're inspiring other couples, yes, then go on there like, this is what works for us, for our marriage. We're comfortable with this and we have boundaries or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's beautiful. But all that other junk, you just asking for trouble. To me, I feel like you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Well, you know, cause
all these celebrities.
I'm from the old school. I don't think you have to tell everybody your business. You know, it just ain't everybody's business. You know, that's just where I.
What you got to say, Christina?
I agree, but unfortunately, because I'm a senior citizen, you know, I'm not so good at all that stuff on the internet, and I guess I'm happy about it, but. I don't know if you're left out or not, but there's no way I would put everything on there the way these young people do. It's not everybody's business, and then you change your mind. And I've seen people put things on there that they regret.
That is
well,
so true.
This is the way the young generation, they pretty much live for
You want to hear something that's weird now? TikTok comes from China, right? Do you know TikTok in China? They don't have anything sexual, any of that stuff, or junky stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Their TikTok in China, which kind of get us over here in the United States, but their TikTok in China is all about education. And getting a job, going to school. They don't have that foolishness we do on TikTok over here in the States. No, and TikTok started over there. And then when it came here, nobody tried to curb that or make some type of regulation or platform about it. They just went wild. They just went friggin' wild, you know, just anything. Put it on TikTok.
And TikTok is so educational anyway. You can learn how to do a lot of stuff on TikTok. TikTok is very educational. It's very educational.
Really?
It's not. Yeah, it's not all Facebook like that Facebook stuff. Facebook is just Facebook. But you can learn how to, you can get recipes from there. You can learn how to fix stuff and learn how to.
Decoration. Yeah, I've done that before too. Yeah,
it's
but I got off of TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on
TikTok.
Yeah, they give you a lot of how to do things, you know, like if you want to make certain things, you know, start a hobby and all that kind of stuff, but which is good, but I got off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they, you know,
it's still there. It's still out there because people send me stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, like even if I go on YouTube, you know, sometimes those little short YouTube, it'd be from TikTok actually.
But the government is trying to scare everybody about TikTok because it is a China government-regulated app. But, you know, it's a lot of informational stuff out there.
But can't you get the information off YouTube instead?
No, not everything. Everything is not on YouTube.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah,
no. It's not all on YouTube.
I refuse
well, YouTube
to
has
use
people
TikTok.
On there cooking now because I've been watching this lady from Turkey or Czechoslovakia. She's a really good cook, but she does everything from scratch. But I just like her recipes. In fact, I tried one of her recipes. It was quite good. But, yeah, the cooking or like she all said, or repairing something in your house, whatever, you know. There's some good things. But YouTube, I find, is a better platform than TikTok, but that's me. That's just how I feel. So
I do, too.
I've got recipes. I've connected with a few people for getting recipes from YouTube. That's why I really, you know, and then Pinterest.
You with some good recipes. Go ahead.
Also, I got recipes from Pinterest as well.
So did I.
Yeah, it has some good and fix-it stuff too. Because sometimes you can you find on YouTube, like, maybe if you're having a problem with your phone or your TV or an appliance, you can look it up on YouTube and, you know, get a tutorial.
Yes. YouTube,
me, YouTube is amazing.
Yeah, you can look up a lot of stuff on YouTube.
It's a leader in technology or how-to stuff. Mm-hmm. I give it a YouTube that. Yes, ma'am.
That's where I found Lennis is on YouTube.
Yeah.
You found what?
I found Lennis on YouTube.
Found Lennis? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
On YouTube, you can find a lot of things. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I got to call it up.
Now, you know what, too. Christina, you just brought up something when you said you found me. How do you guys feel about the psychics and the tarot readers on YouTube? They exclude me. Just general, how do you feel? Because I know you watch some other ones. So how do you feel about the psychics and the tarot readers? Lord have mercy. There's thousands of them on there.
You are number one.
I really don't.
Lennis, you are number one.
And my husband
is in the background agreeing because there's so many things you've said that have come true or were true. On the other ones, it's hit and miss because they have different insights and sometimes they're accurate, sometimes they're not. You hit the nail on the head every time, Lennis. To me, you're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Well, I try to be fair, and I feel like, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll admit it, that I didn't get it right. I don't mind apologizing. You know what I mean? Like I did to Shava Bodhi, that I read that wrong. But I noticed that with some of the other ones, if they're wrong, they don't say nothing. They just keep going. Or I've noticed tarot readers, when they're doing the cards, they'll pull cards from the middle, and I'm like, what are you doing that for? You take every card from the top, you know, and then their interpretation, and I'll go to somebody else and see what else that they, you know, what they say, does it correlate or not? And I'm like, you ain't no tarot reader. You just out here trying to get people's money, because you know how they have it, like, extended reading. And you got to pay $4 or $5 or $10 for extended reading. Like, but just tell the shit now, okay? Just tell it now.
Now, let me give you all the magic words. When they say it may not resonate with everybody, that clears them. When they say this is a collective, and take what resonates and what does not resonate. See, those are the magic words you got to listen to. And that just what clears them about not knowing what they're talking about, okay? Because it's not directed to one person. It's a collective reading, and they use those words to not to be validated.
I can believe that, because some of them, I mean, it was one. I was so
individuals.
They don't do individual. I haven't really been visiting other psychics on the YouTube. I've clicked on one in the past, but it's not like I just listen, and then I just go on yours, Lynn. That's it. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. But you know, when Trump's was not elected and some other things politically was going on, and I listened to quite a few of those tarot readers. In fact, I did an article about some of them would be gone, that you wouldn't see them on YouTube, and that did happen. They are gone. But they were so biased. And I said, if you're going to be a psychic or you're going to be a tarot reader, you cannot be biased. You have to be able to be open to receive. I don't care if you don't like Trump, but don't make it when you go to the tarot reading, yeah, he's gone. He's going to jail for sure. He's going to jail. No, he's not. You know, and some of them, I've commented on it, and they've taken me off their side. I don't give a shit because I tell them, you're wrong. When Trump came in and I was telling people, you can have your whatever. I said, as far as Biden was concerned, he was, to me, neither one of them was worth voting for. But Biden, I just wanted him to get in and stop the bleeding going across the United States. But I'm not going to talk. You know, like Christy will tell you, when I did my readings on Trump's, I was fair. I was fair and honest. Even though I don't like the guy, and I tell you straight up, I'm not a Trump's fan. But I'm going to be fair and honest when I report on him.
Well, that's what you should be, fair and honest. Yeah, fair and honest.
Yeah, but you don't see,
that's the way it should
be.
I said that's the way it should be. And I know when you said that he was going to win, I was like, oh, my Lord, we got to have him a second year. And then he lost. A second term, I mean. A second term, I go, oh, God.
Oh, no.
But
no.
So he coming back, right? So is he coming back and runs? Because that's
2028, He'll probably be back in 2028 election. Trump's will. He'll be so old, though, I don't even know how he'd be health-wise because his health is definitely deteriorating fast.
Well,
so,
isn't that's 2024, the next election, right? So,
next election.
2024.
2024 is the next election,
Do you
think
Nikki
Haley?
Don't worry about Trump's in 2024. No.
Nikki Haley will be his running mate?
No, I don't know, but I don't think so. Ooh, and y'all, if you're still on the line, I'm going to tell you the show just ended. I'm sorry. We're off the air now. We're just talking. I didn't look up at the clock, and I just heard the woman said, in 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, and I'm looking at the clock like, oh, shit, it's black. We're off the air. That's okay. It's a good conversation. We're off the air so nobody can hear this, but yeah.
Okay.
The
political atmosphere in this country definitely has got to change because I'm too disappointed with the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm disheartened definitely about them. It's just things need to come together. Now we got Biden trying to halfway take up for China, talking about, oh, the blues were nothing to worry about. Like, sit your happy ass down, okay? Just sit your happy ass. Even Ray Charles, them balloons was rigged.
Ray Charles can't see it. He ain't living no longer.
That's what I'm saying. Even a dead man could raise up and say, really?
I know it.
Well. All right, ladies. I guess we'll call it a show. Thank you so much, Deborah and Christina. We had a pretty good discussion tonight. They missed out. We had a good discussion.
Yeah,
they sure did.
Right. I enjoyed it.
Good
talking with you all.
It's good.
Just a different perspective on how we
you know, how we view and see things. But in all,
right.
it's like general, you know, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank
yeah,
you for
good.
A fun evening. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being in.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, y'all see me on Tuesday. You know I'm going to clown. I'm going to clown because I'm going to say, yeah, I saw you in the show, but we never did hear from you because you didn't show up.
I know.
No, anyway.
I know.
Yeah,
there's
so
few,
anyway, but.
A few people here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you beautiful ladies. You beautiful ladies have a beautiful weekend, okay?
And you
me
also.
Too, Shihai and Christine Austin, Lynn.
Yes, all of y'all.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see y'all on Tuesday. Have a good weekend and be safe, especially you, Christina. Christina got 8 inches. Lord have mercy. 8 inches of snow. So please be careful, you and your
oh,
husband,
wow.
okay?
Okay. Okay. Love y'all.
Okay, love you.
Have a good one.
See you Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.